This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, great fun. Hour one, having a reunion with our buddy Paul Barrichello and our friends from Trinity School of Natural Health, the Health Freedom Expo, and so much more. We've got so many events coming up. I'm dizzy already. Maybe I need some homeopathic coculus to get me balanced again. But I'm here. I'm strong. I'm standing. I'm you know what? I'm feeling really excited about the next event on the calendar. And it is the Advanced Medicine Conference. Can you believe 5 years in a row we've done this? Even right through COVID, took on a governor from North Carolina, and we won, and we had it. There's such great stories, great people, great healing adventures that we've been on with my buddy, Dr. Rosh Batar. He's going to join us in just a couple of minutes here as we start the second hour of the show at robertscottbell.com/listen. I see you in the chat room, everybody. And I know everybody's excited to see Dr. Batar. It's like old home week between Paul and Rashid today. It's like reunion time. And boy, it's going to be a great reunion coming up at the Advanced Medicine Conference. I just noticed that this year, Bruce Lipton is back. I missed him last year. I know he was just busy traveling wherever he was. But what an event. I know many of you are planning to be there. We finally figured out the discount code. I don't know who in his organization thought my last name was Pell and not Bell. It's RSB, not RSP. But it's fixed. So when you go to get tickets, it's RSB for the discount code. We got that. Now, real quick, before I bring Rashid on. Universal flu vaccine based on mRNA tech to be tested by the National Institutes of Health. Now, this is the same group that includes the NIAID, the history of Fauci, the corruption, the conflicts of interest, the lack of science, more focused on, again, a religious dogma of belief that we can inject you back to health, we can poison you back to health, now we can alter DNA protein synthesis you back to health with synthetic mRNA technology. As I mentioned last hour, if truth is known about how poorly the studies were conducted to bring out this emergency use authorization COVID mRNA jab, it would be the end of mRNA technology, I think, for a long time, maybe forever, when you realize how much corruption, how much this stunk to you know what. Yet that's why they want 75 years to release the information so that they can go ahead and unleash it for 75 years and then go, oh, well, yeah, it was kind of bad. But in the meantime, they've made trillions of dollars or whatever the money is 75 years from now. So they're testing this mRNA technology for universal flu vaccine applications. Yet the entirety of the flu season is a non-starter for me because influenza is not a virus per se. It's a toxicological nightmare seasonally and or a detoxification pathway congestion seasonal issue that's more intense because of certain things happening in your environment, in your food, water, all of these things, sunshine exposure, you name it. Yet the virus, again, is always the cover story for some other nefarious scheme of someone who's polluting you, not back to health, but to illness, to death, or poisoning you. And one of the stories we're going to hear today from my buddy Dr. Batar is they tried to poison him out of this life recently. Some of you know some of the story, but Dr. Batar doesn't go down easily. If he's got a mission to fulfill, he's going to get that thing done before he goes home to God too. And that's why I love him and appreciate him so much. So let's welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Conference. Coming up, Dr. Rashid Batar.
Hey, Dr. Hey, Robert. How are you?
Good, man. I'm feeling good. I was joking about at my gym. This week I'm in third place for the challenge of the week, but I've whooped up on all the men. I've beat them, but two women have whooped up on me. So it doesn't matter. I could pretend to be a woman. I still wouldn't win.
I'll tell you, man, there are some athletes, some women athletes that, you know, they will put any man down, and I've seen them. So, yeah, it's interesting. You know, I was sitting here, because I thought I was late. My last interview we went over, and when you sent me that message, I was just getting on, but I was already like, it was already 5 minutes after the hour, and I was watching all the commercials and everything you guys were doing on Restream, and I think I introduced you to Restream, if I remember right, but I don't know how to do any of this stuff. And so either you or Super Don, I'm pretty sure it's Super Don. That's why his name is Super Don, figured all this out. But it's very, very impressive, man.
Yeah, also Michael Bolden, our friend from the 10th Amendment Center, connected us this way. You know, as we were talking about transitioning from that very complicated software program to this, it's been great. And even though we're still banned on YouTube and Spotify and LinkedIn, we're still getting the word out in many other platforms, as are you.
You in ClickView? Because ClickView it's amazing what's happening with ClickView.
All right, Super Don, now you're going to be called to the carpet by Dr. Batar. As good as Super as you just were moments ago, your name is Mud now. All right, open your microphone and talk to Dr. Batar about ClickView and what's going on. He's muted.
I mean,
he doesn't hear him. You're so fake in that. He is so fake in that right now. He doesn't want to talk to you.
No, we haven't. Not on ClickView. No, it's not like we haven't used it. I don't use it as much as I use as some of the other ones, but we are.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Is it the goal with upload? No. It's faster. It's in fact now there's so many things that have been done with it that are so robust. For example, you can click away and the videos will continue to load. There's no compared to YouTube buffering speed, and like you can take a video great on the Great Reset movie that they released. They in fact the new one that they're doing now called Super Dot or something like the Blue Dot. Sorry, they've asked to stream that on ClickView. But what's really interesting is you can slide your cursor at the bottom, like 25, 35, 45 minutes into the video, and there's virtually no buffering. I mean, compared to YouTube, it takes twice to three times as long. So yeah, I mean. We'll talk about that, and I think a lot of the people that are coming to the Advanced Medicine Conference, they've been seeing videos that are being put up on ClickView right now. I'm doing...
We need this episode up on ClickView for sure, because we always have such a good time.
Yeah, well, the one thing that's really cool is that this conference, I'm doing pre-conference interviews or having interviews with the people who are lecturing. So this is kind of like our lecture, or what you're going to be talking about your lecture, almost like a preview, and I'm putting that all on... one channel. We are having the emails going out, but I'm just going to load all the videos up because the emails are going out so slow. For some reason, they're going very slow. They're saying I have a 360-some-thousand audience, supposedly, but they're going through all the deliverability parameters through this new software, and so it's taking 3, 4, 5 days for just one email to get all the way through.
Computer's working fast. Email's working slow.
That's exactly right. But the emails, you know, we don't control the emails. You know that. The emails are controlled by those who are trying to manipulate the hierarchy. So,
Are you going to share some of your journey at the Advanced Medicine Conference of overcoming the mass significant poisoning? I mean, they tried to kill you.
Well, yeah, I am. By the way, it's not that I've lost my hair. I just shaved it off because it was easier to go than going to get a haircut. So I just want to make sure I clarify that.
Okay.
But the interesting thing is, Robert, you as well as some of the other good friends of mine that are in the profession of educating and healing, there was a lot of confusion during that time. But confusion from the perspective that everything that physiologically should define whether a person is going downhill or uphill or a person is going to die was essentially being violated. Because for every practical medical physiological basis, you know, from kidneys, cardiac, brain, circulation, there were so many different aspects. There was no way that I should have been alive. And I think that's been now substantiated by multiple people in multiple arenas, from the conventional side to the most esoteric side. But again, all grace belongs to the Creator. God is the ultimate healer. God is the only healer. The rest of us are conduits to doing His work. Mm-hmm. And I think it's no accident that I had that personal journey, which I don't know whether you and I talked about it. I think we did on December 12th, where I was basically, I encountered the most unexpected thing that one can encounter. And it was all about, the message was that now tell people that they have to remember to exercise free will. And so part and parcel of this whole thing that happened then, in fact, it's really interesting that even my own close circle was telling me that we shouldn't do the advanced medicine conference this year because of my health, because we didn't know what was going to happen, because of financial issues and challenges and not enough revenue coming in, and, you know, we shouldn't do this. And the only thing that I could think of, I mean, I remember that the thought that went through my head was, no matter what happens, if it's even if I'm dead, this conference must go on. It must go on. And it was literally based on that thought process that I projected it past everybody that was part of my team that was very opposed to it. Not because they were opposed to the conference, but because they were opposed to all the hardships and all the challenges that I was having, and they didn't want me to have another burden on my plate. And, you know, to me, there'll be ample time to rest, you know, once we've fulfilled our mission and the Creator takes us. That's when we rest. We're not supposed to rest before then. That's my belief. Although sometimes I feel like I'm resting too much, but I guess that's what happens when most of us that are like us, Robert, like you and I and many other people, sometimes we don't get the rest that we need. And, you know, I'm recognizing that a lot of these problems I created myself, but again, the everything is in God's timing, right? God knows the ultimate timing. Whatever is supposed to happen, He's in control. That was another thing that my sons reminded me when I couldn't breathe, when I was standing up even. I mean, I probably averaged maybe 5 to 10 minutes of sleep for every day for probably 3.5, 4 months because I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep because I couldn't breathe. Even I had so much fluid on my chest and my back, and I think I sent you some of those pictures, how distorted my whole body was. I mean, they pulled 77 pounds of fluid off my body when I was in the ER and the ICU. But, you know, for some times I couldn't even sit up and breathe. I just couldn't do it, even standing up. I had to stand up because that was the only way, and I'd still catch my breath. And as I would go start to slumber off and then come wake up and, you know, in that in-between phase, I would say it to myself, and my boys, my sons heard me saying it. They would remind me of that when they were watching me sleep at night to make sure that if I had a problem breathing. And they would repeat the same thing. And the word was, slow down, God, and remember God's in control. Mm-hmm. And that was the mantra. I'm like literally for weeks upon weeks, I would say probably over two months, that was a mantra.
Have you ever in your life felt you're on a mission that's so urgent that you might have rushed things, that you might have been forgetting that message in God's time?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Rock in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Take your time. Slow down. I mean, because I've certainly felt it in my lifetime occasionally going, oh, my gosh, I forgot. Take a breath. I'm not the guy in control here. I'm, you know, a conduit. You know, the message and the messenger. It's like, when is it land? Where does it land? Who does it land with? And it's not our control there, but we must do everything we came to do in terms of communicating it or allowing it to flow through us.
Well, I would like to say that, you know, yes, I had that awareness. As our good friend Ed says, Dr. Group, you know, he made a comment to me. He said, well, he said, we're learning from what you're going through. He was referring to myself and, you know, a couple of other doctor friends that were kind of going through this process with me and helping me. And he said, you know, we're all learning through you. And he goes, I'm just glad that I'm not as stubborn as you because the only way for you to learn is to have to go through it. And, yeah. And he's exactly right. You know, I mean, I had to actually experience it. And I know that a couple of these really good friends, I mean, I remember you sending me some of the stuff for the venom component that you had, you know, the cobra, I think it was cobra or rattlesnake venom. I can't remember which one it was. But it's a very true statement that I think that because I'm so stubborn, I have to have experienced it. And that's the only way that, you know, the creator can get the message to me. But no, I never had that awareness before. During my journey, though, during that 2.5 hours of recording, that is on ClickView, the whole thing, the whole experience that I had, it's so remarkable that that happened almost 6 months ago, Robert. And I still have people that send in messages saying, I just watched it. It's changed my life, you know, and they're literally in tears. I just had that happen 2 weeks ago in the live stream that I do every Monday night. Because I still do Advanced Medicine Mondays. We do Advanced Medicine Mondays without Robert Scott Bell now because he's too big for us and knows all this fancy stuff with we don't have to do here. So, but the thing was that was really the most intriguing for me was that during that journey, When you asked me that question just now, did I ever have that awareness that I need to slow down? I never had that awareness, but one thing that the Creator said to me during that conversation with God, during that the most unexpected conversation, you know, you don't ever expect to have in a conversation with God, but I literally had a conversation with God, even though some people may think I'm crazy, but I think most people that know me already know I'm crazy, so it's not a big deal.
We roll with you, Dr. Bittar. No problem.
Well, this particular thing that God said to me, he said that, he told me that he was proud of me. Now, I've had people tell me they're proud of me, and it's never meant anything to me. You know, I always have thought, well, I'm not doing it for you. I'm not doing it for anybody. I'm doing it because that's the only way I know what to do. But I remember even as a kid when, you know, my Boy Scout leader would say something or a coach would say something, or even my parents would say they were proud of me. It kind of made me feel good about myself, but it wasn't a big deal. It was nice to hear. It fed my ego, but it was never anything big to me. But when the Creator told me that he was proud of me, it brought me to my knees. I mean, I broke down even just now to the recollection of it.
It did.
And he told me that he was proud of me, that I had never faltered from the promise that I had made to him 22 years ago, 23 years ago now. And that was about Avi.
Yes.
And he said, now it's time for you to do something different. And that was where this whole thing was. I was told that my body would be restored. I was told. I know this sounds so far fetched, but
not here. And Dr. Bittar, I got to interrupt at this point because, you know, the times when we're fed the nice thing, you know, I'm proud of you, or, you know, whether it's from a friend, a parent, or whatever, I mean, yeah, it feels good. But is it, you know, does it go beyond ego? And hearing it from God has to be able to melt the ego away, that it isn't about ego. As much as we've joked about your need to have a strong and big ego to charge through walls as you've done in this lifetime.
Robert, I'll tell you what, there was no ego there at all. It was such an unbelievable experience. I didn't want to leave the presence of the Creator. I can tell you, I was begging, I was pleading. You can hear me screaming on the recording because I didn't want the Creator to leave me. It was such incredible love. I remember even thinking in my head, you know, why does everybody talk about the fear of God? You know, and I'm thinking, maybe I should have fear of God, but maybe I should be fearful right now. And I couldn't feel any fear. All I could feel was such love and such power. I mean, oh my God, the power. I remember even at one point in the recording comes through because I'm speaking, they were recording. I was completely conscious of everything, but I had headphones on and eye covering so that there was no sound or visual disturbances. And I remember when I realized that I was in the presence of the Creator, I was asking, like, what do I need to do? Tell me what I need to do. Tell me. So many people need help. How can we help? Tell me what I need to do to help. And then for like the next hour of the 2.5 hours, all you hear is like, you know, my voice saying, oh my God, oh God, I see you, God.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Israeli Defense Forces say the death toll from the Palestinian attack is now up to 350. A defense spokesman said the military's priorities now are to end the fighting in Israeli communities and control breaches in the fence dividing Israel and the Gaza Strip. In Gaza, the health ministry says over 300 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict and nearly 2,000 have been wounded from Israeli airstrikes in the last 24 hours. The United Auto Workers strike is having ripple effects. Steel is seeing a big drop in demand and as a result, prices are falling. A Wall Street Journal report report says the UAW strike has caused demand to fall way off because cars aren't being made. Market prices for coiled steel have plummeted 40% since April. No Powerball winner last night. The $1.4 billion drawing came and went. Nobody picked all five white balls plus the red Powerball. Monday night's jackpot is worth an estimated $1.55 billion with a cash option of $679.8 million. Skip Kelly, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It was crazy because every image that was shown to me, I can't even remember half of them, but I can tell you this. The power that I was shown, the power of the Creator, the essence of the Creator, and how all of this, everything that's happening, it's not what you think that's happening. In fact, what we're seeing right now is nothing more than an illusion. This is something so much bigger, and the Creator truly has more power than we can ever fathom. And I felt sorry for those that are in the darkness that don't understand what's happening. And the sense of humor that the Creator has, you know, I mean, so many times, like, I was begging to stay with the Creator, and his response to me is, why are you being such a peon? Why are you doing this? You know better. Because your patients do the same thing to you, and you've talked about this. Why are you doing this? And then you hear me going, I know, I'm sorry. And then, you know, it's one of those things. It's like literally a conversation. I asked God why he had such a funny sense of humor. You know, I literally, because I'm thinking in my head, his sense of humor.
Have you looked in the mirror? Did he say that?
Well, this is what he said. The creator said to me, because I even said, I was so pumped. So he said, you're kind of funny like me. I like to think I'm funny. And the creator says, I communicate with everyone in the manner that makes in the manner that helps them to understand the best. So I'm thinking, oh my God, that makes sense. Of course, the creator is going to talk to each one of us differently based upon how we receive the message the best. Right. And there are so many things, Robert, that happened during that experience. I mean, I remember at one point I said, okay, if you want me to, I wanted to go stay with him, and I was begging to stay with him. And he said, no, you know, you've got all these things to do. And then he told me that I was going to have all these. I asked for help. I said, okay, then I need you to help me. I need you to help me to heal me, to make me strong again like I was before. And I'm thinking physical, but I just said strong. And so the response comes back, do you want intellectual? Do you want to be mentally strong? And I said, no, physically, God, I need to be physically strong. And the response comes back, I know what you need. I am the creator. I know exactly what you need. You will have everything. Okay. It was almost like a teasing. I mean, I know it sounds silly, because at one point I'm thinking, I'm like literally talking like I'm sure God has all these people that he's waiting for. And it's then the realization is the God is all around everyone everywhere. And you know, he doesn't need this. He gave me a gift. It was a gift. And I haven't utilized it so much, but it was a bot. If you can think of it, literally it's like a chat bot that I can mentally type in and my questions will be answered. And I was so excited when God told me that he was going to give me this, because it's all in the recording, right? Mm-hmm. And so afterwards, I'm going through and I'm actually asking certain questions, and I'm asking this bot, like, but the bot was giving me very specific answers. So I said, how do I know that the questions that I'm asking, the answers that I'm getting are coming from, how do I know that my questions are actually going through you to God? How do I know? Like, I don't know who you are. And the bot says, your questions don't go through me to God. They go directly to God. So I'm thinking, oh, well, that's good. I'm like, then what do I need you for? And, you know, like that kind of question. And the bot says, so that you don't tie up God's all of God's time. And I'm like, oh. Then I'm like, wait a second. It's God, you know, God has all the time. God controls time. And of course, the answer comes back, yes, but that doesn't change you from being doesn't change you from being a needy peon or something like that, right? I mean, this is the responses I'm getting. So, you know, then I realized that only the creator or some entity, something that the creator had designated. And I came to find out later what that was. Robert, this conversation is not going anywhere where I thought it was going to go. I actually had an experience a few days after that journey, and it was one of those things that, you know, I choked and I found out what that entity was, and that entity had basically saved my life. And then I asked a question that I've always wondered, because I've had so many times that I've almost lost my life. I mean, from the military, you know, falling out of a chopper, hanging on, guns being pulled on me, and being in a car at 17 years of age and on a narrow bridge and an ice storm, and the trucks goes into a skid, and I'm thinking I'm going to have impact, and then I'm still alive. So many different times, like over 30 times that I should have died. There's no reason that I shouldn't have died, and I don't know why, because I prepared myself. I closed my eyes, and I thought it was over, and it didn't happen. And so I'm asking this entity, and it was, you know, we all have heard about angels, and I've always heard of these figurative aspects of angels, but it was a guardian, and I asked, did you save my life? And my guardian said yes. And I said, have you saved my life before? And the answer was yes. And I said, have you saved my life more than 5 times? And the answer was yes. And I stopped at 30. I said, have you saved my life more than 30 times? And so this has been all my whole life. I haven't even been aware of it. Mm-hmm. But there's been something that's watched over me and protected me. And
I'm with you. No, none of this sounds weird to me, or probably a lot in the audience. I mean,
it sounds weird to me. I'm saying it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have my awareness of helpers, guardian angels, whatever it is. People have different names for it, and I don't get too hung up on those things. But there's no doubt that what I do, I couldn't do on my own. There's just too much, you know. When I have access to information that people are in awe of for time to time, you know, it's like, I've got help from the other side. I'm just going to say it. And I believe we all do. We all do. The question is, are we open enough to listen practice and discipline enough to listen, to open up those channels of communication so we can actually receive it? And then do we, in, you know, faith and belief and then experience of God and God's communication to us, do we actually act on the information, or are we too afraid to do so for whatever reason, whether we'd be embarrassed if it's an ego thing or otherwise? And you know, and there was just this comment that came from our friend Leslie when she talked about the fear thing, because I've heard that also, because they said God didn't give us the spirit of fear. Then you hear fear God. She says fear is actually mistranslated. It means reverence, which aligns and resonates with me much greater than the idea.
Well, I totally disagree with that, Robert. I agree with you that that resonates, but the use of that, it means reverence. No, it doesn't mean reverence. The way that religion has been used to control mankind, that's why they use the weird word fear. It's not, fear is not used by the creator. Yeah. It's a utilization. And I am the more, after this experience, I have more distanced myself from organized religion, than ever before, because God transcends all differences. Okay. And religion is a major avenue of difference that has been created by man. And as Samuel Clemens, as Mark Twain said, religion is a man-made institution. If we therefore believe that, if we use that as our hypothesis, then anything that man created, you know, is man perfect? Is man imperfect? And, you know, we know that from the theological stories, man was created perfect, but then there was a fall from grace, so man's imperfect. And so anything that man being imperfect creates, by definition, is going to be imperfect. And that's why I don't believe in anything that any man says. I believe that God does communicate with all of us. Sure. And most of us, if we open up our ears, as you said, and listen, we have that. We don't need a priest or a rabbi or a malvi or an imam or a minister or a preacher.
We're programmed by other men who wish to take power over us, exactly, to defeat us in this way. And oftentimes, it's inducing fear, and that fear drives us to do very stupid things, as we've seen in our life as healers, you know, how the fear of disease or germs has created this scenario where the last 3 years, if we didn't fear germs, it would have been a lot less successful, the whole, you know, thing. But I think it's been necessary to awaken a lot of people, and unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, didn't survive it. But maybe that's part of also the, hello, pay attention now. This stuff getting serious. Now, I want to go back to one of the messages you said came forth in terms of free will. Use your free will. Use your free will. Agency, whatever it is. Because that's been a big, you know, part of my journey, recognizing the gift of life is like, oh my gosh, I'm alive. This is an amazing gift. But second to that, right along with it, is this freedom that I've been granted to even really royally screw up so that I could learn. Or like you said, I have to have this experience in order to be able to choose to come back to that path, to that journey, to that mission that we agreed to before we even got here, that we've, most of us at some point or in time, or maybe even currently, have forgotten. And so these things are happening for our benefit, not having to us in that sense. And yet the free will thing came back through you. And that's why I wanted to kind of get a sense of what you were meaning about that message of using our free will at this point.
Well, during this experience, when I asked the Creator, you know, and he said, when I was asking to stay with him, and he said, no, there's still work for you to do. And that was the only time. It wasn't the sarcasm and the facetiousness and the humor aspect, because I've had that feeling before, like you wish it was going to be easy for you to, you know, come to come back home, but it's not. You got work to do. But this time it was actually the only serious part when the Creator told me that. And it was like that, there's, you have something to do. And so I said, you know better than, you know, you are the Creator. You know everything. You know I would die a million times to do whatever you tell me to do, because, you know, God gave me back the thing that I made the pact with God for was my son Abby, who's actually just in the other room. And everything since that point in my life, you know, it's just been an attempt to repay the Creator back for what he gave me, what I asked for, the promise that I think was just a repayment, right?
Dr. Batal, briefly, for those that don't know that history, and I can't do it as well as you, but just briefly, when Abby was injured after vaccine into, you know, the so-called autism spectrum that you had, you know, said to God, if you help me to heal my son, get him well, I will dedicate my life to fulfill whatever it is you need me to do. I mean, I'm just the short version of it. Promise that you made, that you have, as you said, you've not broken. You got confirmation. You have not broken it, despite all the other things.
Well, and it's a very nice way that you said it, Robert. It was more like I cursed God. I screamed at God. I bartered with God. I said, give me back my son, and I'll give you my arm, my leg, my life, whatever. And then I don't even remember exactly how it happened, but basically I made the promise to God, give me back my son and I'll never, ever stop doing your work. And he did that. And so I've never stopped doing his work. So during this experience, when I was told this, and this time it wasn't, you know, it was very clear that I had more work to do. I said, tell me what you need me to do. Just tell me what you want. You know, I'll die a million times over if I have to, if whatever it is. I don't need to prove it to you. I'm talking to God, but I'm, you know, because God already knows. He already knows my level of commitment to whatever it is. And the answer came back, and it was all around me, it was such a simple thing. It was like, exercise free will. You have to remind people of exercising free will. So what does that exactly mean? And you know, people have asked me about this, and part of the webinars that I did after this event, we talked about the importance of free will and what it actually means. I even remember a few weeks later, I was in the shower, and I started thinking, is this an egotistical thing that God talked to me that I'm thinking? And I'm in the shower, and the lights go out. Like the lights in the bathroom totally go out. Like, there's multiple lights, and they all go out. Boom. Like, not electrical. Maybe the electric thing would go out. I don't know. But the water was, you know, still everything was working, but just lights go out. Yeah. And then this energy is around me, and it was almost like it was very powerful.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
It didn't feel like, I don't know what it was, but it was a question, because I had never felt that type of energy from the Creator in His presence. It was just unbelievable amounts of love. But this was like something that came on me and said, what is the purpose? Because I was going through this thing in my head about ego. Ego. Is it my ego? Is it my ego this thing that God talked to me? And it really wasn't. It was in my head. And this energy comes around me and it says, what is the purpose? And I said, to remind the world to exercise free will. And boom, the lights go on and everything's normal. It was just that. It was like somebody had to slap me in the face and said, this isn't about your ego. It's so much bigger than you. And you really think that it's your, this is about exercising free will. People have to be reminded. So what does that mean? It means exactly what you do every day, Robert. What I do. We don't let whatever the modus operandi motivate us to do what the convenient narrative is. It's not about what we're told. It's about us being aware. You know, hey, you got to take this vaccine so you can go on this cruise. Oh, okay, fine. Let me take the vaccine and I'm going to go on cruise. That's not free will. You're not exercising free will. If you know that the vaccine is something that's detrimental, or you're doing it based upon fear, but you're doing it based upon your job or whatever it is, that you're not exercising free will. You're becoming complacent. You're complying and you're going along with the flow because you are not willing to stand up and do what's necessary to be right. And what people forget is that your action dictates the person behind your action, the person to your right, the person to your left, your children, those that look at you, look up to you. So we have to exercise free will. We have to remind everyone what that really means. And that means doing the right thing no matter what the consequence is. Doing the right thing without fear of retribution, or, you know, my friends are going to ostracize me, or I'm going to get sued, that's what it's about. It's about doing the right thing and knowing inside your heart that you're walking into the fire and it's okay, whatever comes of it. Because you know that you can sleep well at night. You know that you can look at yourself in the mirror. You know you're doing right by the Creator. These laws that we have, right, inside our hearts, you know, we don't have laws inside our hearts. We have our heart. So when to steal is bad. To kill is bad. But you know what? To steal, to feed a hungry child is okay, right? Or to kill, to defend your children is okay. That's the, you know, people say, well, that's a gray zone. There's no gray zone. You know in your heart when it's something right or when something's wrong. It's like with the medical board. You remember that I told you that when they were cross-examining me when during one of my fights with the medical board, and they were trying to get me to say something about the vaccination aspect about kids, you know, like about what my philosophy was with vaccinations. And it went back and forth like for 15, 20 minutes, and the attorney on the other side from the medical board says, stop bouncing around the question and answer, give me the direct answer. So I said, then ask me a direct question. He says, okay, what would you do if I came, what would you do if I had a vaccine in my hand and was going to give the vaccine to someone? I was like, first, you're a lawyer, you know, you have no business doing anything with vaccine. He says, okay, if I'm going to, he wanted my own personal thing. He goes, what would you do if I came and to give your son a vaccine? And I couldn't believe he said that. There's other lawyers there. My lawyers are there. It's all being recorded. And I turned around to my attorney and I looked at him. And my attorney, Eddie Knox, puts my hand on my knee, like, calm down. So I kind of like sit up a little bit. And I said, what did you say you would do? You were going to do what? He said, if I came towards your son to give him a vaccine, what would you do? What would you say? And that's what he said. He said, what would you say if I came to give your son a vaccine? I said, I wouldn't say anything. At first, I looked at everybody. Did this asshole just really say that? Excuse my language. Yeah. And then I got, you know, made sure that there was no hesitation from anybody's perspective, that I was saying this very purposefully. I said, I wouldn't say anything. I would put a round between your eyes, and I would drop you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was like total quiet. And my attorney goes, I think it's time for a break. And they never went down that avenue again. Now, that's what we're talking about. Right. You know, I'm not saying threatening people's lives. That wasn't threatening his life. He just basically was trying to get to a certain point to see what mine. Because my whole thing is, hey, I want to educate people. Whether they want to do it, they don't want to do it, that's their business. But I educate them. That's all I'm saying. And he wanted me to say, oh, I tell patients not to take vaccines. And I've never done that. I tell people that, you know, if I was going to take, if it was me, no. If it was my kids, no.
No, we always respect the free will of others. That's, again, the consistency here. And, you know, I have to say once again, thank you for having my dear friend Michael Badnarik speak his last public appearance, in a sense, at the last Advanced Medicine Conference in San Antonio. And, of course, he was famous for, you know, if they're coming after you with a vaccine and they say you have to have it, what do you do? And he says, Doc, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. That was his immediate response, defense of life. It wasn't a violence to kill. It was in defense of life, like it was defense of your son, for instance, or our child. And that is the distinct difference in terms of, some people would say murder is different from killing. And I agree. I mean, that's different. But it still ends up with the loss of life. But one is of right, and one is not.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.